No matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter how you act, none of it doesn't matter. They're going to tell you it's your fault and you're wrong. I hate to tell you that. I hate to be the one to break the bad news, but that's the way it is. My friends, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, today we're going to be talking about the pitfalls of youth. We're talking about one of the biggest traps that young men must avoid. And by the thumbnail, you can understand why or what it is I am referring to, but, you know, it's interesting. The more I talk to, whether it's my father, my father's friends, my grandfather, his friends, the more you realize how much has changed in such little time. For example, my grandfather grew up on a farm in Kansas. He didn't have the internet. He had a radio. His father and his uncle were World War II guys. He's had a totally different life experience. He grew up on a farm. There was no electronics, really. He had a very small town. And then we flash forward to my dad. The internet wasn't around until, you know, very not long. I was born in the early 2000s. And so, well, even when I was a kid, the internet was around, but it was nothing like it is today. I remember when I got my first phone, I had a flip phone, I know, BlackBerry type of a thing. Versus today, I see some of the Gen Alpha kids, you know, teenagers, preteens, even elementary school kids. They're on TikTok or on Instagram. You know, it's crazy to me how much the world has changed in a short period of time. And with it, the experience of men has changed. The experience of how we navigate youth and the pitfalls thereof has changed our experience and has caused us to have to adapt. Because if we don't adapt, we're going to deal with pitfalls. We're going to fall for traps. And one of these traps is the trap of social media. And social media can be a great tool for you to learn about the realities of life that you are not exposed to in your direct life. There's an old saying that says, wise people learn from the mistakes of others. Regular, you know, people learn from their own mistakes, and then fools can't even learn from their own mistakes. So if you're wise, you can learn from different people on different areas of the internet who have different life experiences, and you can then learn from their mistakes. But the problem is a lot of people, instead of trying to learn, they try to satisfy their various vices. And one of them, especially for guys in my age group and guys even younger than me who are still teenagers, we have our hormones going absolutely cuckoo bananas. And so what happens is we end up looking at these thirst traps. We end up going on the hub. We end up doing these things that are not beneficial to our long-term health. And even with Kai Setup, for example, and his recent issues he's having with this, I don't know, this complete another 304 that he allegedly paid or didn't pay or whatever. I don't follow this guy very closely. I don't consider him to be a very intelligent person, and I don't like following people who I don't view as intelligent. I have a hard time respecting them. But nevertheless, guys like him have a very huge following, and he is another example of we need to adapt as men. We need to move differently. We need to avoid letting our Johnsons do the thinking instead of what's between our ears, our brain. Too many of us, we get the venom backed up in our system, and instead of thinking with our brains, we think with what's below our belt. And we as men, we have to avoid this because it will distract us from most of our youth and even into our, you know, 30s. And maybe even into your 40s, it can distract you. We need to put aside the prawn. We need to pick up the purse and fill it with coins. We need to stop allowing our libido to control our lives. And I don't sit here and I don't pretend like I'm some monk who lives in a monastery in China somewhere. No, I deal with this stuff too. Every day I deal with this stuff. So I'm not here to pretend like I have all the answers. No, I'm in the trenches too. I deal with this every day too. But you know what's interesting is if you ever encounter people who use emotional arguments against you to try to push you off the path you're on, it means you're on the right path. Because people who know what they're talking about. They don't use emotions, they use logic. They don't try to pull a red herring out of their top hat. They don't try to straw man your argument and make you look goofy. No, they have the brains to build an argument against. But too many of us men, we fall for this trap of being on social media and looking at cheeks and looking at top-heavy women all day, every day, or especially at random peaks during the day, especially whether it's in the morning when your testosterone is the highest, or at night when you're bored, maybe you're a little horny, whatever. We end up doing these things that are going to sabotage us in a long time down the road. And some of us even give them money. Not me, I don't do that dumb crap. But the thing is, we as men have to avoid this pitfall of chasing women. First of all, if you're chasing women, you're wasting your time. Women are like wild horses. They don't want to be caught, and they can't be broken. Because if you even try, you're going to get arrested. I'm telling you the way it is. Look, let these people run free. I am of the peace of mind where I know some guys on this side of the internet, they try to say stuff like, oh, we need to get women to act right. Or, we need to put women in their place. No, I don't think about doing any of that. No, I say, let them go and run wild. Let them do whatever the hell they want. It is not my job to teach someone else how to be an adult. It is not my job to teach you how to be a... You know what's hilarious to me? We want to talk about, like, women's liberation and whatnot. When's the last time you heard a guy say to another guy, oh, I'm a strong, independent man. I have my own job. I have my own place. I have my own money. It's like... Yeah, that's kind of expected, duh. Kind of expected, right? It'd be weird to say that. Well, for women, they have to say that. And then they act, and then I sit here, I'm like, oh, so you mean like you're a basic functioning adult? Wow. Good job. That's fantastic. A round of applause for you. Look. Gentlemen, you gotta realize that a lot of women are a lot like children. There are some men who fit that description as well, but for the most part, most women are like children with breasts. They, not to demean them in any way, but it's a way to describe them and their antics and how they behave. So we need to walk into the situation and we need to avoid letting them distract us, because women on the one hand will say, oh, we're oppressed by the patriarchy, it's all horrible, and then on the other side they'll be like, we're sexualized, oh my god, this is so bad. And then meanwhile they'll be on Lonely Fans, they'll be on The Hub, they'll be thirst trapping on TikTok and Instagram, and that's where they get their money from. Meanwhile they'll complain about it. It's like, you can't have it both ways. You know you get tremendous power off of what you do. You know it. But of course, they gotta have it both ways, because that's how women like to operate. And my friends, I don't say this to make you hate anybody. I don't think hatred is really beneficial at all. At the end of the day, you are wasting your time if you're trying to control people or circumstances that are outside of your control. What I would recommend you do is say, I'm going to avoid these traps, these thirst traps, these people, these alpha, you know, alpha predator women, these apex predator types who trap the athletes and the famous people on their way up. I want to avoid all this garbage, and I'm going to say, you know what, I'm just going to do what I want to do. I'm going to just build my empire. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to stay on my own path that I have forged, or maybe I subscribe to a philosophy, whether it's like being a biblical bachelor like me, or you can go and do anybody else's or make your own. We as men need to adapt to the dating market we're in. I don't understand men today who talk about, oh, well, things should be like this, or things ought to be like that. I don't care about those things. Why? Because I can't control that. Yeah, should the world have a better divorce rate, and should no-fault divorce exist? Should we get rid of it? Absolutely, we should get rid of it. But do I have the power to do that? No. So why in the world would I say, oh, guys, get married and fight the system? That's stupid. All you're doing is sending people into a losing situation. Now, can you be alpha, quote unquote? I hate using those kind of terms, but can you be alpha in a marriage and stuff? Yeah, maybe for a little bit, but you're not going to be long term, because if you do, no matter what you do as a man, you got to understand, whether it's in the eyes of society or the eyes of women or even the eyes of children, you will be the scapegoat, you will be the one who is wrong, and you will be the one stuck with the bill. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter how you act, none of it doesn't matter. They're going to tell you it's your fault and you're wrong. I'd hate to tell you that. I'd hate to be the one to break the bad news, but that's the way it is. You shouldn't resent them for that. That's just how it works. So you have to move accordingly. That's another trap you need to avoid. But the biggest one is what women say versus what they do. Look on social media. You'll see the same women on social media. They'll be all glammed up and they'll look amazing. And you'll think, dang, I need me a woman like that. And then you'll see them on like some leaked photo thing where like they have no makeup, no filters, no AI, no fake hair, no nothing. And they look like an average girl. And you're like, ugh. That's the same woman as over here? No, that can't be true. Yeah, it is.
What?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. That's the way it works. I hate to be the one to break the bad news, but they're people just like you. But for some reason, people want to pretend like women are like these mystical goddess-like creatures. No, they're people just like you. They eat, they take dumps, they do all these things that you do. Problem is, you're thinking what's below the belt, not what's upstairs in your brain. And we need to stop. That's what postnatal clarity does for men. And that's part of the reason why I'm so opposed to the reason why the church wants to cherry pick today. That's why, for example, when people want to say that, oh, well, Christians are supposed to wait before marriage and they're not supposed to have sex outside of marriage and blah, blah, blah. Oh, really? Well, marriage isn't the same word as it used to be back in the day. So if the meaning of that could change, why should the meaning of everything else stay the same way? All the people don't want to do that. They don't want to ask questions because asking questions apparently makes you dishonest and makes you bad. Guess what? I don't care. I don't accept those labels from people because guess what? Most people are ignorant. They don't understand what's going on and they want to make you, they want to gaslight you into thinking you're the problem if you wake up to what's going on in the world today. Don't be woke, be awakened. That's what I say. Anyways, let's get back to why young men should avoid these pitfalls and these traps. Reason is because it distracts you. It keeps you being a cog in the corporate wheel. Who do you think pays these women to be influencers? Who do you think pushes them in the algorithm? Them guys at the top who know that if you are distracted, if you are put off of your purpose, then they will benefit off of you. They will control you. And then doing so will prevent you from usurping them, from replacing them, from giving them competition. That's one of the critics, that's one of the biggest critics of capitalism, is not having competition. Oh, there's always going to be competition. Problem is, most people are not capable of superseding and transcending their baser instincts and actually achieving something in life, and not willing to sacrifice their id to build their superego or their ego. And that's the problem. My friends, what are some things you found could be a trap for younger men or even for older men? I'm not an older man yet, so I could talk about theoretical things that older men have to avoid, but I'm not an older man. If you are, please feel free to share your comments and they could save a guy's life who maybe I can't relate to yet because I'm a younger guy. I want this to be a space where people can exchange notes and talk about ways they're being exploited or ways that they are being manipulated, because that's what it comes down to. A gentleman pointed out on the show the other day that the idea of the sheep getting sheared can be emasculating for some men because the ewes or the female sheep are the ones who get sheared. This is true, but guess what? It's an analogy, because a lot of men say aren't actually masculine. They want to front like they are, but they're not very masculine. Now, that could be insulting to you right now. But what are you going to do with that? You going to let that anger just make you lash out at me in the comment section? Or are you going to do that and say, you know what, he's right. Austin might be right. I'm going to go to the gym. Hey, you know what? He might be right. I'm going to really reflect and I'm going to think about how I can become better and how I can prove him wrong. Good! I want you to prove me wrong. What I don't want you to do is misplace your anger and get mad at me. Because what does that actually do for you? Nothing. Nothing! It doesn't do anything for you. I want you to fix yourself. If I could fix you, if I could make you the most masculine man possible, I would. But I can't. That's up to you. I'm nobody's keeper. I can't do everything for everybody. I can barely do everything for myself at the moment, and I'm always trying to do better. My friends, please share your notes. please do your own research. Please do not let others think for you. I encourage you to be better than that. Don't be the average schmuck who doesn't listen to anybody but just these talking heads in the mainstream media. Please, for the love of God, don't do that, please. You'll regret it later in life. But my friends, if you like what you hear, I got plenty more where this came from. Also, if you want to follow me, I take a lot of hot takes on Twitter, at Sheep Get Sheared, same name as the channel. I look forward to finding you over there if you want to listen to some more hot takes from me. You know, if you find it entertaining. But my friends, again, I invite you to share your thoughts in the comment section, whether you agree with me, don't agree with me. It's all fair. Now, I might call you out if you're a little dumb, but I'm not going to do it out of hatred. I'm doing it so that you can maybe learn something. I always want to learn, and I want other people to have the opportunity to do the same. I'm out. Peace.